Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to yet another edition of TGP Radio. As always, I'm your host, Vin, and let's get this last show of the, I guess, 2015 NFL season before the Super Bowl, second last show, of, I guess, of the season, underway. So, yeah, there is that. Conference championships, last two games before the Super Bowl, and then it's the Super Bowl because nobody cares about the Pro Bowl. At all. The players might care about the Pro Bowl, but nobody else does for the most part. Still a nice little tick in the career checklist. But, other than that, yeah, nobody cares. And yeah, as such, we will only be doing a show for the NFL for the Super Bowl. People tell me the link doesn't work. And we will have to rectify that. I don't know why it doesn't work. That's just dumb. But yeah, let's see here. All right. So, yeah, two games tomorrow. We lead off with the Patriots and Broncos and then close with the Panthers and the Cardinals. Should be two fascinating games. How did we get here? Last weekend. Decent bit of football, kind of front-loaded, really, which I guess was somewhat surprising. Saturday was by far the better day of football. First, we get Kansas City and New England. I honestly thought that Kansas City had a really good shot at knocking off New England. Thought that it was going to happen, and it should have. It didn't. Andy Reid can't manage a clock. I'm not certain what the deal was on that final drive. I know that he came out and later said that he was, you know, they were trying to postpone scoring as long as possible to keep the ball out of Brady's hands. But, you know, you were down two scores at that point. You needed to obviously get a touchdown as quick as possible, get a stop, get the ball back, and get another touchdown. You know, at that point, screw it. You need the points. And You were right before the two-minute warning. You had ample time to use that essentially as another timeout. And instead, Kansas City ran a ridiculous amount of time off the clock, ended up got a touchdown on the last drive, and that is that. And, of course, you know, that final third down conversion or second down conversion, whatever it was, third and 12, second and 12, of course, comes off on a really, you know, ridiculous Patriot-esque deflection, and that pretty much ices the game. So, you know, Kansas City absolutely had a shot, probably should have. I don't want to say should have won, but the end game scenario certainly leaves a lot to be desired. You know, if they get a touchdown before the two-minute warning, kickoff, you know, maybe the defense gets a stop, maybe they get the ball back with, you know, a minute left, a little under a minute left, and maybe they get a chance to do something. But by running out the clock as much as they did, they essentially gave themselves no shot of doing anything, which, you know, Chiefs, maybe that's something that we expect from them. But yeah, you know, such is football. Things happen. Stupid things happen. It shouldn't happen all the time. And that was just one of them. So there's that. That was the first game. Second game, also absolutely fascinating, sort of. Green Bay Packers take on the Arizona Cardinals last week. I will say this. If Carson Palmer plays as poorly as he did last week, they have no shot tomorrow against the Panthers. Just terrible decisions all over the place. Deflected balls that get caught for touchdowns, which, you know, at the end of the day, the stat sheet looks nice. I mean, there's that, but it's just no. I mean, he's not. There's a huge difference between Green Bay's defense and Carolina's defense. There is. And at the end of the day, you know, while the stat sheet doesn't look too terrible for Mr. Palmer, it had the chance to be quite a bit worse than what it was. Now, granted, David Johnson didn't really help him out on the ground. None of the other backs did either. But that's not really too much of an excuse, really. So there's that. Arizona takes a 7-6 lead in the halftime. You're thinking, okay, Green Bay is not doing too terribly. Keeping it close. Anytime Green Bay keeps it close, there's obviously a good potential of them to win. So there's that. Things, you know, kind of get going a little bit for Green Bay. Don't get going for Arizona. And then finally, we reach into the game. Stupidity happens, and not so much as not stupid as in dumb, but just stupid as in wow, that was, you know, that shouldn't happen. We get essentially a Hail Mary from Aaron Rodgers deep in his own end zone with very few seconds left to get them out of their own end zone. Yay, redundancy. And give them a little breathing room with a little bit of time left. Defense makes a couple stands, ends up being fourth down or whatever, last play of the game. Aaron tees it up, and of course it's caught in the end zone for a touchdown. Another lucky Hail Mary from Mr. Rodgers. And at that point you're thinking, okay, Arizona is pretty much screwed. Game gets tied up, goes into overtime, and we get the weird shenanigans with the coin flip, the dip flip, get the reflip. That's absolutely fascinating. But, Cardinals get the ball. Larry Fitzgerald goes crazy on his reception and pretty much ices the game with that. So, yeah, Arizona wins, and like I said, Arizona is incredibly lucky that they're even playing this week. That Green Bay squad, you know, isn't that great. The Redskins, you know, were a very nice opening round matchup for Green Bay. I think we somewhat saw that, Green Bay's not quite as legit as they should be. Granted, you know, Randall Cobb goes down. Aaron Rodgers was fairly awful. I mean, you know, 54% completion from Aaron Rodgers is absolutely terrible. Granted, his wide receivers didn't help him down. As mentioned, Randall Cobb went down early with a bruised lung. So that doesn't help. So you're relying on a bunch of really young, really inexperienced wide receivers. And that's not going to help. But, Aaron Rodgers wasn't good. The running game wasn't good outside of a 61-yard scamper from Eddie Lacy. His numbers were pretty terrible, like 11 carries for 20-something yards. So really, neither of these teams helped out their respective quarterbacks, but Cards come out on top in a game. Again, they were really lucky to win. Move on to Sunday, and this was by far the worst day of football of the two, which, kind of negative because Saturday was actually entertaining. Sunday was not entertaining at all. The Seattle-Carolina game, Carolina gets out to a 31-0 lead, and that was pretty much the game. Carolina essentially pretty much tried to screw around and let Seattle win. I mean, they let them close to a touchdown after being up 31-0, but we're able to pull it out, and that's pretty much that. I mean, Jonathan Stewart had 106 yards, two touchdowns. Cam Newton had only 161 passing, and I think a that passing touchdown, rushing touchdown. So, I mean, there's that. I think it was just rushing touchdown. Whichever. And, yeah, so Seattle gets knocked out of the playoffs, which really, given the amount of stupid things, again, not dumb things, but just improbable things that happen when in Seattle games, Seattle playoff games, really, I guess, just Seattle games in general, it's really nice to see Seattle no longer in the playoffs. That's nice. With that, that pretty much cements me having a somewhat quality Super Bowl, no matter who makes it. Even if the Patriots make it, no matter who they're up against, I have somebody to root for, and that is that's a very good feeling. Didn't have that feeling at all last season. Wanted neither of the two teams to win, and of course, obviously, somebody has to. Unfortunately, this isn't like college football where I can hope that one of these teams gets like recruiting violations or cheats during the season and gets their title stripped away. Didn't like that. I don't have that to hope for, but this season I will get a nice Super Bowl, and that's wonderful. So, yeah, Carolina wins in really impressive fashion despite the score. Being able to go up 31-0 on Seattle's defense is really, really nice. Obviously, Russell Wilson wasn't that great. Throwing picks galore. Kudos to him for nearly bringing his team back to win, but, it kind of takes two to tango on that because, Carolina gets super, super conservative. And, yeah, that's pretty much that. So, yeah, there's that. And finally, Pittsburgh goes into Denver with a banged up Ben Roethlisberger. No D'Angelo Williams. No Antonio Brown. And nearly comes out with a win. As is the case with the Arizona Cardinals, the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning are incredibly lucky to be where they are, and that is playing this week. You nearly lose again to a banged up Ben Roethlisberger, who has no run game. Martavis Bryant, it was leading rusher. A wide receiver is the leading rusher because nobody else was getting anything done on the ground. Fitzgerald Toussaint is nice, but going up against that Denver defense, not too good. Davis Bryant did 154 receiving yards, solid, and nearly got the Steelers a victory, but in the end came up a little short. Peyton Manning certainly wasn't great last week. Things done, and I mean it sets up really. If the Broncos do lose tomorrow, and this is Peyton's last game, I mean, how fitting is it that we get one last Brady versus Peyton matchup? I mean, it's so fitting. It's ridiculous, and that's essentially what it is. Again, that's assuming the Broncos lose. Who knows? Brady actually hasn't fared very well against conference championships. I believe the record is sitting at 1-2. Overall in the playoffs, I believe they're evenly split at 2-2. And you've got to kind of wonder what, if anything, that does for Peyton's legacy. If anything, I mean, gets a win there. He goes to a 500 in the playoffs. He's beaten Brady, three times in a conference championship. He has the overall head-to-head record in the playoffs. And while Brady may have him in the regular season, Peyton would have him in the postseason. Now, should Denver win, I certainly don't like their chances but 2 weeks from now, and in whichever team they end up facing Super Bowl. But who knows? I mean, this has the potential to be a really, really interesting storybook finale to a season and a career. that's going to be something certainly interesting to watch. All right, and before I move on, Razor has called in, and he shall hate on Peyton and tell me how the Broncos have absolutely no shot at winning tomorrow. Hello,
so the Broncos have absolutely no shot at winning tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, that's the show. Good night, everybody.
That's the show. Good night, everybody. No,
yeah,
but
at
seriously.
Least you're here, right? I mean,
yeah.
You know, you made it to the AFC Championship. You're there. You know, anything can happen.
It's nice to be third place loser.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, maybe Gronkowski's leg just, you know, falls off as he's running a route or something. You know, his leg just detaches from his body. Maybe TJ Ward.
The only way we realistically win this game is if that happens and then Julian Edelman spontaneously combusts because he's full of hot gas.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean there's that. I mean, you know, maybe TJ Ward just, you know, just rips Gronk's legs off of him, detaches them from his body. Maybe that's happened. And, you know.
That could happen.
Yeah.
It couldn't.
And it's
not,
like,
not
I'm
even
almost, I'm almost close to wishing injury on a player. And that's, I don't want to do it, but it would not hurt my feelings to see it happen. And that's incredibly, really inappropriate for me to say, because, you know, you shouldn't really do that. But,
Just because you shouldn't make it not feel good.
Yeah, I mean, if something terrible were to befall Rob Gronkowski tomorrow, I would not be all that sad.
I hope he gets caught with synthetic marijuana in his system and has to set the game out.
Yeah, but, I mean, we saw with Chandler Jones that nobody cares.
No, nobody cares if the Patriots do it. It's the Patriots.
Oh, it's synthetic weed a week before a playoff game? Ah, that's nothing.
It's not real marijuana, so we're not going to suspend you for the entire season. Josh Gordon.
Right. Yeah. Fun times. But I don't know what to think about this game. Would I absolutely love to see a Broncos win? Yes. But, you know,
it won't happen. Don't even get your hopes up.
I mean, the defense is going to have to play well. The 16 players that are on the Patriots injury report are actually going to have to be injured, not just, you know, Bill playing stupid little, you know, injury report
games.
They're
not stupid nine games if they work.
Yeah, no, they're pretty stupid. It's gamesmanship and terrible. And I can't wait for Bill and Brady to retire. But they're never going to, because they're fueled by the collective hate around the league, and they will play and coach until they're 80. And by then,
they're
they will not
immortal.
Be dead. Yeah, and then they'll get cybernetic enhancements, and then they'll keep playing for 200 years. And that'll be that.
Won't you not have to worry about concussions anymore? Your brain will just be replaced with synthetic coating. It's fine.
Yeah. So, I mean, the defense is going to have to play good. I mentioned last week that, you know, for the Steelers game, the Steelers essentially wasted their one win against the Broncos in the regular season, and that worked out. Unfortunately, I can't say the same this week, because you guys managed to beat the Patriots earlier in the season. So that
What that means is we wasted our one win against the Patriots in the regular season.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it means. I mean, it's really difficult to get two wins against one team in a season. It's really difficult to get two wins against the Patriots in one season, especially when one of those is coming against the Patriots. So, yeah, it's just...
Oh, the Titans did it once. Of course, that was to the Jaguars.
Yeah, that's a little different.
They did it three times.
I mean, yeah, we didn't lose to any other team that season. We just managed to lose to one team three times. So, yeah.
At least we can't do that this season.
So, So yeah, like I said, I'm not expecting a Denver win, but I certainly will be rooting for it. Even if it happens, that Super Bowl is not looking too great for your Bronco chances. But yeah, hey, like I said,
one game
perfect,
at a time,
perfect.
And we're not getting past the Patriots, so it's not even remotely an issue.
All right.
If I'm Arizona, I'm already game planning for New England.
Yeah. All right. Let's put our resident Patriots lover on the phone so we can gush all of the Patriots and yeah. You need that. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
But we need you to balance this negativity.
Oh. I thought there was someone else coming on that was the Patriot lover. That's me? Okay.
That's
I'm
you.
Sorry. Okay.
I think it's you, isn't it?
Well, honestly, I'm not feeling good about the chances tomorrow.
Yeah.
Everybody's picking the Patriots, so I'm starting to think they're going to jinx them, and they're going to lose. And so... I mean, I think, honestly, if this was a home game for the Patriots, then I'd buy into the Broncos have no shot theory.
Yep.
But, you know, home team always has a little bit of an advantage. And the defense for Denver is not a joke. As good as Tom can be, Denver does have defensive weapons, so, and no O-line. So that kind of ends up being a recipe for disaster. So
we don't have an offensive line either.
Yeah, I'm not super confident as everybody else is. I do hope they win because I hate Peyton Manning more than most things in life. But
okay, you don't hate him more than I do.
I was gonna say, yeah, you've got strong competition in Razor right there, so.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's kind of how I became a Brady fan, because I hated Peyton Manning, and he was the one that took my little playoffs and stuff, so that's how that started, but anyway.
Well, that's how Ben became a Peyton fan, so he could have a lot of fun.
Oh, man, that's hurtful.
Yeah, so we'll see. I think it's going to be closer than people think. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but don't get me wrong, if it is, I'll be just as happy, you know. Putting a 50 burger in Mile High, but I don't think it's going to happen.
50 to 6. It's going to happen.
Yeah. It's funny. I can see everybody saying that, oh, you know, the Brady will end up lighting the Broncos up. And it's like, watch James White or something just go off for like 200. Just completely random, completely out of nowhere. The Patriots never run the ball, never involve their running backs, and watch them just go off for, you know, stupid numbers.
Yep, that game against the Chiefs was just them getting us to lower our guards against the run game.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Steven Jackson running for a playoff record or something.
See, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
I completely forgot about Steven Jackson.
Everybody did, so... You don't have to feel bad. But I think it would be Patriot-esque to come out and run the ball like every play just to be opposite of what they did against the Chiefs. So,
just run like 50 times a game.
Right, and just ground and pound Alabama style. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that and try to keep the ball control, but I don't know. Denver's defense, that's really the X factor. So we got to see how they perform.
And Chris Harris is pretty much operating with one arm for the most part, thanks to his little shoulder injury, and that's not a good thing. I mean, Denver's going to need pretty much every weapon on defense they have healthy, and depending on his status, that could be a huge blow. Well, it's like, outside of Gronk and Edelman, I mean, if you can limit the damage from those two, it's not like anybody else on that receiving corps is going to do anything. Unless Amendola
like
actually goes out and kills somebody.
You could put your entire defense on them and you wouldn't stop them.
Do you know who they're going to try to cover Gronk with?
I think we're going to go with the tried and tested strategy of fuck covering Gronk.
Take his leg off.
Don't even waste the resources. Just you know, let him do his thing. We'll hit him over the middle, and that'll be our strategy. We're just going to break him. We're not going to cover him. We're just going to break him when he makes the catch.
Just bait him. Just let him catch it.
Let him catch it, and then just, you know, try and get the helmet right into his knee. We're going to have to do that a few dozen times.
Like, they used to do that in the old school. I was just going to say, like, old school sports, you know, you hire a guy for, like, a one-day contract, send him out there to go injure.
We're going to get some goons.
Yeah, it's like I forget who it was. It's like that scrub player in the NBA who was tasked to foul Andre Drummond like 5 times in 12 seconds or something. You know, pretty much that.
Yeah. Denver Broncos signed Deshaun Goldstein for tomorrow's game. Gonna put him over the middle.
We're gonna add Jack Tate on retirement.
What's Bernard Pollard doing these days?
God, who knows? What? He was like a good chief for a while.
Yeah. I mean, he's a Patriot killer. So just, I mean, stick him out, you know, somewhere. Maybe he'll, you know, send him on a, you know, either put him at safety or maybe have him blitz Brady. Maybe something happens. I mean, do that. Because, I mean, you know, broke Brady, broke Welker. Yeah.
Is there any chance we see the Rockwilders tomorrow?
No,
there's a non-zero chance, but it won't be because Peyton Manning gets benched. It'll be because Peyton Manning gets hurt. That's literally the only reason we have.
Yep. No. This is Peyton's last game, likely. unless they win, which I mean that's a decent sized if. But I mean it's Peyton's last game in Elway. I don't think Elway, you know, no matter how poorly he's playing, I don't think Elway is going to bench him and then, you know, have him right off into the sunset, you know, as his last game being, you know, playing terrible and getting benched. I think he's going to let him play it out, and that'll be that.
When he loses, he'll give him a consolation hand job.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, either way, no matter what happens, Peyton's not going to be back with the Broncos next season. I think he's retiring. I mean, you hear him last week in his little post game on the field stuff, and it's like he knows he's playing terrible. I mean, you hear him compliment the defense and whatnot for keeping him in the games because he knows he's not doing it. I mean, if he comes back next season, I will be shocked. But even if he does, it's not going to be with the Broncos. I don't know. I don't know who it'd be because it's not like there's that many teams that are you know, loaded enough on offense and defense. They're just missing a quarterback. Despite TGP's opinion, I thought the Bills were a great landing spot for him, but apparently people seem to think Tyrod Taylor is a good quarterback or something. So that
no, there's only room for one egomaniac asshole in Buffalo, and they already have two of them. So.
Is his contract up after the season?
No, is it? I don't think so.
If they don't make the playoffs, I think Kerry Pegula basically said, "You're fired." So.
Peyton Manning.
No.
It's his. Okay. So you think they're going to cut him if he doesn't retire?
Yeah.
Basically.
We can cut him for no dead money, is basically how that would go.
Yeah.
He still technically has a year left after this, but yeah, we're probably just going to say no. Get out.
Yeah,
I would hope.
Sure, like,
you can't say anything for certain because I thought the exact same thing last year and I was just proven dead wrong. So.
Yeah. I think he somewhat thrives on the hate from you. I think that is pretty much is why
I think
he
that's part
back.
Of it, and I think the other part is the HGH that he's pumping through his veins.
which isn't doing...
Like, when you look at how giant his skull has grown from college to now, it's pretty readily apparent that he's on HGH.
That's just all the knowledge he's acquired.
that's exactly how skulls work.
Yeah, that's his football mind in addition to his regular human brain. That's why it's so big.
Oh God.
Two extra brains out there. All right, so there's actually another game happening this weekend, happening tomorrow, in addition to the Patriots and Broncos. So I guess we should discuss it. So Carolina Panthers take on the Arizona Cardinals, and I have no idea how this game is going to go. As I mentioned previously, if Carson Palmer plays anything like he did last week, the Cards are likely going to get blown out, and it's going to be ugly. If Carson plays all right, then I think it becomes a little bit interesting because the Cards have a very solid defense. And, you know, despite the fact that, you know, the Panthers only lost one game all season, I am still not sold on Cam Newton and that offense. I am really not. At some point, the wheels have got to fall off. I don't know if it happens this week. If it doesn't happen this week, I'm like incredibly frightened that it happens against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. I don't trust anything in terms of this Panthers offense. So I guess for this one, I'm going to pray that Carson Palmer isn't terrible. And gets a win here, because if not,
I've got a very good idea of how this game's going to play out. It's going to be really close. There's going to be lots of scoring. It's going to be like 35-31 or something like that.
Right.
Larry Fitzgerald is going to be the MVP of the game. He's going to get over 200 yards receiving, and the Cardinals will pull it out. They're going to win on the very last play of the game. That is my hot take.
It's going to be a Hail Mary?
It's going to not quite be a Hail Mary. It's going to be like a 20-yard pass.
20-yard pass?
Yeah, 20-yard. They're in the red zone. They're driving, two-minute drill, and just hits them in the end zone last play of the game.
I want to see Fumble Ruski. Have a lineman score last play of the game.
Yeah, just put Calais Campbell in the backfield and hand it off to him.
There you go. All right, so I just looked it up, and we've come full circle here. Let's see here. No, this is 20. Never mind. Continue on. The Panthers are a good team. That defense is really solid. We saw last week with them largely shutting down Seattle, at least in the first half, where they got all complacent. Like, oh, Seattle's not going to come back from 31 down, even though it's Seattle, and Seattle does, you know, stupid things like that seemingly every week. Seems like no lead is safe, no matter how many points you put up. But that defense is really solid. I don't think Cam can have another 161 passing yard performance against this Cardinals team and get a win. I mean, I know there was a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown from him, but I just I don't like it. I mean, you're rolling Ted Ginn out there, a banged up Ted Ginn is your number one. I mean, you've got guys like Philly Brown. Devin Funchess, I mean, that doesn't inspire any fear in me. Obviously, you've got Greg Olsen, and that's solid. That's really solid. But I don't like it. Don't like it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think with the Seattle Seahawks, they kind of line up for alignment, and they get after you as far as pass rush. So when you run the ball against them, they're kind of just, you know, sitting there ready to go. but the which means you could catch them like they did on a given week where your run game's working. But Cardinals, they're very different. They're much more of a blitz and attacking team, not a sit back and wait team. So I think some of the stuff they hit on Seattle early on, at least in the run game with Jonathan Stewart, is not going to work against the Cardinals. But then add on to that, it could be that the Seahawks were, the Panthers were complacent in the second half, but their safeties aren't that good to me. I think they just were bad. You saw how many people were open for Seattle just down the field, and Russell could have hit any number of them, you know, if he had the time. But and they don't even have great receivers. You're talking about Fitzgerald and Michael Floyd now, and what's his name, John Brown? But, like, those are, like, 10 times better than Seattle's receivers. So, I don't know. I think this is definitely a closer game than people, you know, got. I picked the Cardinals early on, but Carson's, you know, his game was kind of disheartening to me. But that was his first playoff win. Hopefully the monkey's off his back. If Carson plays above average, I definitely got the Cardinals for this.
Yeah, I don't think Carson's going to come out flat two games in a row. I think he's gotten the jitters out. If you take those last couple of drives he had as any indication, I think he's figured it out and just took him 50 minutes to figure it out.
Yeah, is Shaq Thompson really playing corner? I heard someone say that their rookie linebacker is going to play corner for the Panthers.
I honestly have no idea.
I will die laughing.
I'm with Razor. I have no idea either.
I think someone on TGP said that last week, and that's why I don't know if they were joking or not.
It's possible.
Maybe they'll throw him in at safety, but I doubt they put him in at linebacker. Or not a linebacker at corner.
Didn't he have a pretty fast? Going back to combat. Didn't he post a pretty fast combine time? Am I like totally mistaken? I'm probably totally mistaken. But
no, the quarterback wasn't like about 4.3.
Running
fast. Yeah. It wasn't like a 4.3, but it was decent. He played safety in college, so I don't know. But if that's what the Panthers have to do, then I don't like their chances at all.
That's absolutely fair. But it's just like, you know, it's funny kind of because all these teams are somewhat fortunate in who they played. I mean, if Arizona plays anybody other than Green Bay last week, they're likely not playing this week. I mean, given how Carson played against Green Bay, it's not like Green Bay is this giant killer of a team. I mean, that defense has been suspect. That offense has been, you know, generally terrible. And
Man, they would have beat the Redskins too.
Yeah, but I mean, if they have to face, you know, I know it's, you know, obviously, you know, impossible for them to do so. But you know, if they end up facing the say the Seahawks instead of the Packers, something like that, then they're screwed. But you know, luckily for them, they get away from that and face a very favorable team in the Packers, and they're able to advance. So, I hope for Carson's sake that all last week was playoff jitters. Like Butter mentioned, he's finally got that one playoff win under his belt. And I think it's like the second oldest quarterback in league history to get his first playoff win. So that's something. So who knows? Maybe he can add to that this week. I hope so, because like I said, you know, assuming it's the Patriots, I would much rather that Cardinals team face the Patriots, because I think they got a better shot of winning. But hopefully tomorrow both of these games are quality games.
They're not. Only one of them is going to be a quality game.
And that's going to be the Patriots-Denver game.
You wish.
It could be. Yeah, I just couldn't believe last week how bad, you know, Saturday's games were pretty great, entertaining, and then we fast forward to Sunday, and it's just like, yeah. I mean, I didn't hardly, you know, I watched enough of the Seattle Panther, or the Seattle Carolina game to see Carolina go up 31-0, and then I promptly changed the channel and didn't go back until like 2 minutes left. And that was pretty much it. I mean,
if you had watched a Seahawks game or a Panthers game all season, you know that the Panthers have a propensity for blowing leads, and the Seahawks have a propensity for coming back. So it's just like, this game isn't over. This game isn't even close to over.
Yeah.
Let me see the score at the end of the fourth quarter with like 2 minutes left, and then I'll buy it.
I was saying that in the shout box at the time. It's like, you know, this thing isn't over until zeros are on the clock, and, you know, the Panthers have been declared winner. I mean, that's pretty much it. And it's just like, especially the way this offseason or this postseason is going with Seattle, things are stupid in general. So, but yeah. All right. I guess that's the show because this thing's fixing to kick me off. So thank you, gentlemen, for calling in, and we shall do this again in 2 weeks when the Super Bowl gets here because nobody cares about the Pro Bowl.
Wait. We're not doing a Pro Bowl show?
We're not doing a Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl.
Ben, Pro Bowl.
Not doing it.